USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden broke the border, and President Biden is breaking the law with his catch-and-release program allowing illegal immigrants to flood the nation. A federal judge has ruled in the Sunshine State. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News this morning on the ruling.
This is not just a win for Florida. This is a win for our country. To have a judge come in and say what we have been saying all along, in fact, calling the White House out when they said there wasn't a crisis or nothing was going on. A federal judge has now said, basically, Biden broke the border. His policies, his request for less detention has allowed millions to come in without following federal law.
81-year-old Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he fell at dinner last night. McConnell was attending a private dinner at a hotel when he tripped. The extent of his injuries are not known at this time. Michigan State Police have seized the largest amount of fentanyl ever in a traffic stop in Van Buren County. Lieutenant Dwayne Robinson says the 6 kilos of fentanyl with a street value of around $9 million was seized.
Well, that equals out to 3 million pills. And imagine if those were split in half and they were divided up and given to additional people.
Norfolk Southern Railroad reaffirmed they will make things right.
Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw is set to brief the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works this morning following the recent high-profile train derailments. In written Senate testimony, Shaw said he was deeply sorry and determined to make things right and clean the site safely. In parts of his prepared speech, Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown says that people in the state expect a firm commitment that Shaw will pay whatever it costs to make the community right again. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
An atmospheric river event is making its way toward northern and central California and is expected to hit today and last through Friday. Reports are this will be a milder storm than a series of blizzards that have hit the Golden State in recent weeks. Central coastal California and the central interior valleys could see several inches of heavy rain. Over a foot of snow will be possible for parts of the Cascades and Sierras. 3 years later, and we're still trying to figure out where did COVID-19 come from? One of the topics discussed in a House hearing yesterday.
The GOP-led hearing is focusing on Dr. Anthony Fauci and his efforts to disprove a lab leak theory is behind COVID-19.
That's the part that ticks us off, because this is the highest paid guy in our government getting all kinds of money to tell us things that were not accurate.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says Dr. Fauci benefited from U.S. taxpayer-funded research at the Chinese Wuhan lab, then later said the lab leak theory was a far-fetched conspiracy. For their part, Democrats like California's Raul Ruiz say,
"The facts are, the evidence remains inconclusive."
I'm John Schaefer.
The South Korean government this morning has appealed a court order to compensate a Vietnamese victim of atrocities committed by South Korean troops during the Vietnam War. 63-year-old Nguyen Thanh filed the suit against South Korean government in 2020. She says she lost her family members and suffered wounds in Vietnam's central province of Quan Nam in 1968. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Heating your home this winter is bound to dry out the air, leading to not only flaky skin and chapped lips, but also sore throats, bloody noses, and higher chances of catching a cold. Consider adding a whole home humidifier to help protect your family this winter. Whole home humidifiers add moisture to cover your entire home efficiently and effectively. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the